Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome for the Italian release of You Were Never Really Here. I'm in company of director Lynn Ramsey and actor Joaquin Phoenix. Since we're living in a very dangerous world, as we can see in the film, what's your biggest fear?
You know, I think, I don't know, it's such a big question, right? So we show up and we're doing press, we're running around talking movie, it's so hard to get into, like, this conversation, but it's really valid. I'll probably say something stupid or can't be understood. I guess for me, like, the source of so many problems is a lack of empathy, that we're so desensitized to what is happening in the world and the people that are in such great pain and peril, and we turn a blind eye to it constantly. And I think that that's probably a great danger, and that is manipulated and used by people in power, and we've seen that throughout history, where those that feel that they're not cared for by the culture, by the society, their pain is manipulated and turned on others, and the oppressed become the oppressors. So I worry most about us becoming less sensitive to the people, and for me as well, the animals, for those around us that are suffering, that are in the greatest need. And I think when we become desensitized to that, it creates the fertile ground for horrors of all kind.
Joaquin, starting from your character, this man was being abused, and who gets along with this girl who's also being abused. Personally, do you think that violence that might be justified when it comes to problems like this one, or a general conflict? We're talking a lot about death nowadays. I mean, can violence fight violence?
Yeah, I don't fucking know, right? I'm just like, know as much as you do. But I'm a pacifist. You know, I don't believe in violence. I think there is a difference between self-defense when you are in great danger, perhaps just protecting yourself. But it's something that Lynn and I talked a great deal about, and something that we were concerned about was the idea that the man is coming in and rescuing the girl, kind of using violence, and was something that we really struggled with the ending, trying to figure out a way around that, because it just didn't ring true to us in some ways. It felt like it was a movie. And Lynn really, in kind of the 11th hour, came up with this idea that the girl saves herself, essentially. And it's kind of like the failure of that masculinity and that thing, that cliche that we see in films, particularly kind of the genre film, in which the man goes in and kind of saves the day and saves the girl. And I thought that it was really a brilliant way of flipping that around in this film, which is something that we just weren't that interested in. And we felt like there had to be another way to kind of arrive at that ending of freedom. And I think that's, you know, part of what this is, you know, it's wonderful if you can step in and be helpful and save somebody a moment, but it's probably better not to fuck them up in the first place.
I have a question for Lynn. I'm curious to know, what did you choose that book to adapt into a film, and what did it hit to you about that story?
I read it, like, in one sitting, yeah, and I didn't think the end really worked, you know, but I thought it was something in the character that was unusual in the genre movie, like, and it was a pulpy B-movie kind of book, you know, but sometimes I quite like pulpy B-movies, you know, and I thought, you know, there was something I could explore and take further with this character, and then that just started the process, and then I think it went on and on, and when Joaquin came in, we're still developing it, you know. I hadn't finished the script when we started, in a way, you know. But I think it was important to me that it wasn't the white knight, you know, the knight in shining armour comes in, rescues it. You know, you had to flip that somehow, and it took a while to find that, you know, and it was risky, but I'm glad. I think it made the film is.
Lynn, I read in an interview that you described Joaquin as a devil, and so my question is for both, how did you work to take out the devil out of him? And since this is a very brutal movie that shows you violence, people's weaknesses as well, what's your personal weakness in life?
So many. One of the reasons I kind of really love filmmaking is because I'm normally really indecisive. Like, I can't even decide what I want to have, like, for dinner in a restaurant, you know what I mean? But this makes me feel like it gets, you know, when I make a movie, it makes me go with my instinct, and I find the truth a bit, like, you know, what you really need, you know? And that's what makes it exciting, you know? But weaknesses I have a lot of, yeah, like, everybody, you know.
Joaquin, are you a devil or an angel?
I guess it was, I consider myself a human being and I have both qualities, I embrace both things, but I think it's also something that was important to cultivate for this character. There is something that can be very brutal and harsh about him, which is, I guess, as you said, kind of the devil side, right? A part of him that wants revenge and wants to crush people, and there's another part of him that I think is really looking for peace and looking for quiet, and there's a goodness in him, and it was trying to find the balance of both of those qualities. We didn't want to just have this like perfect hero who is just benevolent and coming in to like save young girls. We wanted somebody that was also conflicted and torn and kind of using his work as a means to come to terms with the things that he'd experienced. In terms of like being affected by something, there are stories that I heard doing research, talking to a man that actually does what I did. They go in, it's called extractions, and they go in and they kidnap kids back from these brothels. And the stories that he told me, I will never forget. And part of me wishes that I could. Mm-hmm. And so you are, at times, introduced into worlds and violence and things that you don't even think that humans can be fucking capable of. And when you hear those things and you consciously, purposely read about them over and over the course of months, of course it has an effect on you. Not to say that we're not joking around in between takes, right? Sometimes people talk about actors and you get the impression that you sit and you're always in this thing. It wasn't like we're also telling fucking jokes to each other, right? Because that's part of what you have to do, because sometimes it's so grim, the things that you're exploring, that maybe as a defense mechanism, you try to find some way of like having a laugh with each other. So yeah, you know, you're affected, but it's also, you compartmentalize it. It's part of your work. I've done all sorts of, read all sorts of shit for work. You put it away, you know?
And we've been talking to Lynn Ramsey and Joaquin Phoenix, director and actor in A Beautiful Day, You Were Never Really Here. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.